Welcome to the Exceptionally Irresistible Show, featuring conversations with people who have demonstrated exceptional success in their lives and who have some irresistible qualities worth learning from. Come learn how others have created an exceptionally irresistible life. You too can live an extraordinary life, both personally and professionally. So sit back, relax, grab your favorite beverage, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to another awesome episode of the Exceptionally Irresistible Show. Today we have an awesome guest, an amazing, fun, you're going to see this. He's a professional when it comes to these things. He has his own show. He does this second nature. You're going to see it right here, right now. But I want to say something right before I bring him in. Our buddy Russ is an exceptional, incredible individual. I've had the opportunity to meet him, privileged to be on his show as well. And he is a marketing expert, an author, a speaker, an individual that you're going to see right from this episode that he really inspires people. And that's where he comes from. He likes to be called the inspirational specialist. I totally am behind that. He has so many incredible stories and so much value to bring to people. And other than being personally a guest on his show, I found it super imperative to share with you his story because there's so much to learn from it, so much to get inspired by. And I don't want to just take away the whole limelight. I want to bring Russ in right here, right now. So without further ado, Russ Hedge, welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey, Jeremy, how's it going, man?
Doing amazing. Thank you so much for taking the time for carving out. I know you're so busy with all your shows that are going on and everything, and I'm super excited to have you here right now. So thanks again, Russ.
Well, you bet. And I am blessed and honored to be here. Thank you so much. It has been such an amazing blessing to get to know you, Jeremy, and we have connected each other with other individuals. You've been on a couple of my shows. It's been so much fun because being able to share value and inspire others, I'm all about that.
And that's exactly it. That's exactly it. And what everybody knows, something unique about this show is that we jump right into it and ask the guest, you know, if you were standing on the top of a rooftop somewhere, and you had a message to just yell out to the world and you want everybody to hear it, what would that message be?
I would be shouting, God is good and he is an abundant God. And he blesses me not only with a wonderful life, beautiful wife, amazing family, but a business that I can do that I love and I'm purpose driven to do and so thankful.
Oh, I love that. I love that. We took in the inspiration part. We took in the message part. I love it all. This is what it's about. So tell me about this. Tell me about this driven purpose that you have, that you're helping individuals. How are you helping them? What are you, you know, what is this that you're bringing to people? What are they getting out of it?
Well, you know, number one thing that I think about life is that we were meant for community. We are created by God for community to come together because we are better together. And my purpose or why in life is to, besides telling people about God, is to inspire and encourage people to live a purpose-driven life of significance. What do I mean by that? I want people to be world changers. I want them to be difference makers. I want them to use the talents that God has given them to do amazing things. And so that is what I'm all about. And that's everything that I do, Jeremy, has to line up with that. If what I'm doing lines up with my purpose or my why in life, then I feel like I'm right on track. I'm right in my lane, as they would say. And I'm so thankful for that. And within that, I do a lot of other things, which I can expand on as we go along.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's what it's all about. And, you know, I people know me for this, and I talk a lot about this. It's about that legacy leadership. You know, I like to find that term where it's taking that transformational leadership, but taking it one step further. It's having that impact that outlives you in a sense, you know. I think that's kind of almost the direction you're going with this. So please expand a little bit more on, you know, that lasting impact that lasts, I guess, beyond us or something. Or
yeah, well, I can definitely speak right to that. I've been blessed and honored to write. I have now 5 books up on Amazon. started with, befuddled, live the life you choose. Don't live your life befuddled, but choose what you do with the life you're given. That was my number one message in that book, purpose-driven life, a life of significance, a life of actual good perspective. I mean, that's a lot of what we do. But I was blessed along the way to write other books, one of which was a collaborative group, great book called A Note to My Family, I Am Your Legacy. So we're talking legacy.
Wow.
This book was actually speaking to my future family and actually speaking to them about what I thought was important about my life, what I was going through, and how I could inspire and encourage them down the road and the legacy that I was leading through that. And I'm telling you, I have been so blessed now to do, I'm on my fourth collaborative book. Just had one come out this weekend, Beyond Boundaries, and then also have another book coming out, which is Perspectives on Cancer, Volume 2, which is coming out, talks about my cancer story. So I have been able to leave this legacy, leave a lasting impression through writing, which has been amazing.
Yeah, and just to talk about that for a moment, does a person have to get through sort of like a scary end of life type of experience to start thinking about legacy, or is that something that doesn't goes beyond that? Could you expand a little bit on that?
Yeah, everybody has a message, Jeremy, and I know you're right with me on this. Everybody has a message to proclaim to the world. Just like you said, jumping on the rooftop, what would you say? What would you shout? You should always be ready at an instant notice. Just like the Bible says, be prepared in season and out of season. You need to be ready to give your testimony, your life message, your purpose-driven message for others. And I'm telling you, this has been so amazing to be able to do these books, but not everybody has to have tragic cancer in their life like I had or other situations that are so bad. We all have life experiences that we can all pull from. Everybody has their own unique story, and your story is important for someone, and you sharing that story is what is going to make a real difference to those around you. It's what's going to bring significance to your life.
Yeah, and I love that you mentioned that. There was recently a LinkedIn post, LinkedIn series of posts that I was sharing, and it was just basically expanding on my why. You know, my why is leaving also behind that, you know, I have this sort of this vision, you know, my child sitting on my lap. Actually, episode 4 of this season was talking about that, where somebody, you know, a child is sitting on my lap and looks up at me and says, "Grandpa, what have you done with your life?" And really, the, you know, sort of the answer to that is dependent on the surroundings. So I have this contrast, you know, in an old nursing home. It's a decapitated place. It's falling apart. It's really unpleasant versus, you know, sitting in a really nice, beautiful home surrounded by our family, manicured lawns and looking out to scenery or whatever it is. But I use that contrast in the sense of I make a decision every day today to live my life and to be very intentional. I think that's the right word here. All of my stuff, all the stuff that I teach is how to take intention and create the strategy to execute whatever it is that you're trying to create with your business, with your life. And so that, I think, you know, talks to legacy, at least in my understanding, at least the way I see it. I'd love to take your perspective on, you know, how does intention, strategy, you know, you're a marketing expert, so of course you have what to say about, you know, how does the world see you and how does that play in?
Well, it's interesting you bring that up because chapter 2 of my book, Befuddled, Live the Life You Choose, is be intentional. Isn't that shocking?
Yeah, right.
Because it doesn't matter. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter what you're doing. I know I'm preaching to the choir with you, but it is like it doesn't matter what you do for a vocation or what your path or significant journey in life is. Intentionality is what it's all about. You don't want to live your life by accident. You want to live your life on purpose and with purpose. And you need to be intentional in order to do that. It's just like with your money. When I really got a handle of my beautiful wife and I got a handle on our money years ago, it was because we started intentionally spending our money. right? Mm-hmm. We always trusted God, but we got a little carried away with not being too intentional on spending our money. So we had to be reined in and we had to be more intentional. And so I think with no matter what you're doing in the life, that will get you on a path. Because otherwise, if you're not intentional and you're not actually planning your journey, any road you take is going to get you there, right? Which is not a good place to go, because maybe you don't want some of those roads.
I agree. And I think one thing that's really coming out, at least for me, and I hope the audience is catching this as well, is that sometimes, you know, people who tend to talk about legacy are a little bit older, a little bit more advanced in life, or individuals who come across near-death experiences, and all of a sudden they ask themselves, well, what's worth living, you know? And they start talking about this legacy. And then we look at people who did leave legacy, either in the Bible or just even in professional life and stuff like this. You know, we think of people like Steve Jobs, you know, who, you know, transformed the world with his, like everything he's ever done, you know? And people get some kind of scared, in a sense. It's kind of scary to talk about, you know, end of life in that kind of way. And I'm going to venture to say that the majority of people who are truly afraid of death, in a sense, it's more because of something significant. They still want to remain memorable, significant, but it's scary to operate on a higher end level. Right. I have so much to say about it, but I'm really curious about what is your perspective on that?
Well, first of all, let me tell you that I could say, number one, I'm not afraid of death. I have a lot of fears, but I'm very, very grounded and know where I'm going to go and that I do have eternal life. So that, first of all, takes that off the table, but not really keen on the idea of dying, the process and all of that, mm-hmm. like most people. Also, you know, the thing is when you're looking at where you're going and what you're going to do and how it will affect the people around you currently and future generations, I think it's so important to be very, very back to the word intentional on that. In fact, the first collaborative book I wrote was called Rattled Awake. It was Rattled Awake Volume 1. And I wrote that with a bunch of great collaborative authors. And it was about our Rattled Awake moment where we thought maybe life is right in front of you, which for me it was, right? I mean, I was diagnosed with stage 3C cancer on the verge of stage 4. Life was looking a little shaky, and I had to get a handle on what was I really doing? What was I really believing? Was I living the life that I was proclaiming to others? Mm. That was my real rattled awake moment. And I realized I wasn't really, I had good intentions. I did believe what I said, but I wasn't really living it the way that I needed to positively affect other people, to inspire and encourage them really completely through and through. And part of what I did with that, Jeremy, and I think you remember this, possibly, I did one post on LinkedIn and one post on Facebook every so often that would give people what was happening to me, because I had such a big community asking me. I would give them a very, very short, this is what's happening at the moment, but I would give them an encouragement and say, I know that you're going through things too. I know that you have things in your life as well. You can make it. There is life beyond these challenges. There's life that moves on, and you can keep a good perspective, because I'm a huge fan of good perspective. I think that's what life is all about.
Sure. And I think that, and that to me is what's unique about your story. And guess what? That's why you're here on this show. It's all about the exceptionally irresistible, you know, message and how you live your life and that inspiration, right? And that intention, that true intention. And what I learned from people like you, and you know, and from all these, you know, messages that I'm gathering, especially from these shows, is that, you know, we don't have to be the next Steve Jobs or the next, you know, whatever. It really is about what impact we have on our immediate surroundings, the people who are directly connected to us, with family, be it if we're a business leader, you know, our teams, our whoever it is that we're dealing with, our clients, our, you know, it could be so many people, even our vendors, our neighbors, Like it could be anybody.
Right.
And that right there, if you want to talk about eternal life, and if you want to talk about from a professional standpoint, from a obviously there's spiritual stuff and everything, but from a more, like practical, if we would call it that, from that aspect, I don't need to be a Steve Jobs and create the next iPhone or whatever. I could just be I could just be me, and whatever it is that I'm doing, but I'm doing it with true intention. I'm doing it with true authenticity, and I'm doing it with the thought of how is this going to impact way more than just the here and now immediate, but the long term, the long lasting.
Right. There's so much more than just us in this equation. And I think that where intentionality comes into it, just like you're saying, you do not have to be this huge, big thing, like you said, like Steve Jobs or Michael Jordan or some amazing thing to impact people. If you impact just one person, that's amazing. That's exceptionally irresistible all by itself. And so I think a lot of times, there you go. We worked that show name in. I love that show name. I think what's so important for people to remember, a lot of times someone will say, I'll say, Yermie, you're so amazing and inspiring. And then some people will say, no, I'm nothing. No, I'm not really. Don't think poorly of yourself. First of all, self-talk, we all do, by the way. It all happens in our heads. You need to flip that whole script. I am inspirational. I am a positive impact on people. I do have good things to do. God works all things for the good. I have good things to give to other people. And so that is so, so important to remember because, again, like I said, you have the ability to impact somebody that I don't have the ability to impact. Everybody has the ability with family, like you said, with friends. Even if you have a small community, you are a leader by your actions, no matter what you're doing, no matter what you think. Mm-hmm. We are all leaders in one way or another. And I'm telling you, when you show other people you care about them and that you love them and that you want better things for them, that alone will inspire them and move them to greater heights. I love the quote by John Maxwell that says, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. When you transfer that into business, I can spout things about marketing all day long. And this is what you should do. And that's what you should do. And personal branding and social marketing and all this stuff. And you're like, yada, 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 yada. This guy doesn't care about me at all. Not listening. But if I come to you and I really care about you and I engage and support and give to you, then it's a whole different ball game. It changes the whole scenario.
So true. And I really want to highlight one super, critically important thing that you said was, if somebody comes up to you and tells you, wow, you're so inspirational, or you moved me or something like that. And then you do this whole which by the way, a lot of us just do almost second nature. It's as if we're taught this, what I like to call now false humility. I've had so many experiences where that happened to me and I did exactly what you just said, and that right there is shooting yourself in the foot. Because guess what? Every single day I wake up in the morning, and I say this with full confidence, I wake up every single day in the morning and I ask myself, what impact am I making in the world today? What can I do to make this world one fraction better? Right. And maybe it's just to my immediate circle, my people that are within an arm length away. And when those people come to me and said, you're changing me, you're doing what you're set out to do, why in the world am I shooting myself in the foot and saying, no, I'm not doing it?
Like, exactly.
Where's the logic in that? Where's the purpose in that?
Well, I love what you said in highlighting that, because what we do is I mentioned the word self-talk before. We all have a tendency to be our own worst critic, be the hardest on ourselves. And that false humility, the easiest thing to say to people, when people say that to you, they're telling you from their heart, from their perspective, what they think, you should say, thank you.
Exactly.
You don't have to even say anything else. You don't have to build yourself up. You don't have to think I'm all that. Just thank them for their comment. And I tell you, every morning, Yermie, I'm with you. In my book, by the way, go to russhedge.com for all the information about me and any of my books. But my book, Befuddled, Live the Life You Choose starts off with what I do every morning. Number one, I do three things before my feet hit the ground. Number one, I say I'm thankful. I am blessed amazingly by God, my beautiful wife, my family, all that I have around me, right? Number two, I give myself a little pep talk. I say, I've got this. God's given me the talents and abilities that I need to do what I need to do, to be the best Russ today, just like you have the talents to be the best Yermi today. We're not trying to be somebody else. And number three, I say today's going to be awesome. I decide ahead of time until you could say today's going to be exceptionally irresistible. There you go. And you say, you know, whatever works for you, but it shapes your mindset for the day. And then it gets you on the path to a better day.
Absolutely love that. And that right there is what it's really all about. And that's exactly it. And anybody could do this. This is the beauty of it, right? So listeners, audience members, you know, people are watching, wherever you're getting this information from, this is it. And just by the way, Russ was plugging in his book and his stuff. All that's going to be in the show notes. So I urge you to go check it out. You don't want to miss this. Hey, Russ is on the show for a reason, guys. So take advantage of this, right? But Russ is really bringing a key information here. You know, I talk about this in my programs as well, Work of Happiness, other programs that we have available to y'all. But Russ is really driving home something super important. It's that you have it in you. You have it in you. You had it in you all your life. You have it in you forever. You are already exceptionally irresistible. And it's for you to really tap it into it, exactly what Russ was saying, you know, and it's just about accepting it. And something that I really loved what you just said, Russ, is this thing that, thank you. Somebody's giving you a compliment. Somebody is giving you feedback. You're doing something right. Don't stay there. Don't be, you know, don't stick into that comfort zone, but take it to the next level. Again, tomorrow morning is going to come and what could you do better than yesterday, right? So you got feedback. Good job. You did it. Next, how do I be one step further? One more. What I wasn't yesterday, what could I do more today? And I think that's my takeaway from Russ. You know, I hope you guys have your messages. Obviously, use the comments below. Let us know. Reach out to any of us. We'd love to hear your feedback. But before we end, I love asking this one question. And I mean, I'm already inspired without asking this question, but Russ, where do you draw your inspiration from consistently? How do you feed yourself?
Oh, that's an easy one. It's actually a three-step process. God, my family, and my community. That's where I do. I mean, I go to God first thing every morning. My beautiful wife and family are wrapped around me and inspire me all the time. And then my community, I've got amazing friends that inspire me and keep me moving on the right track. And I love what you said. 1% better every day, or all that you're doing is a great improvement. And remember, if you're having a lousy day today, do what my dad said. He'd always told me, tomorrow's a new day, son. Tomorrow's a new day. What did he mean by that? Get a good night's rest, wake up fresh perspective in the morning, take on the day. Sometimes we just need that little break, right? We need that little moment just to take a deep breath and then move on with life. It's going to be okay on the other side.
Love it. Love it. And that's exactly how we wrap up this episode, guys. This was Rush's Edge. I'm Yermi Kirkus. Thank you all for joining and tuning in. See you all again next week with more awesome, great stories. See you soon, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
That's it for this week's episode of the Exceptionally Irresistible Show. What has inspired you to take action in your life? Take action now. Take the first step. Share it with a friend or write it in a journal. Subscribe and share this episode, and remember, you too are exceptionally irresistible.